Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Oh yeah, the truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words, long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive. Who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. Open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright. There's no left here in the dark. You can't arrest an idea whose time has come.
Everybody, this is Sally Elcordy, and I would like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. I know I am in the mood for a very joyous holiday, and I have a guest that you are familiar with. You're listening to Vaccine Free Radio with Sally Elcordy, and the next show that's coming up is Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle, and she is my guest today. So I am going to say welcome, Ingrid Castle.
Hi, welcome, Sally. I think I'm going to be interviewing you a little bit too. We're going to have a great discussion because you have a lot of information I don't have too, you know. So I think we both realized we had a lot to share individually, so we can get on with it. I think everyone on the network knows both of us.
That's right.
And so we don't have to do any major introductions. We can just go right into what we wanted to talk about.
Well, there's a lot happening, but nothing is more important than where you can go to find the answers when it comes to vaccination. And that is your website. You've been running this for 20 years. And every time I have a conversation with you about vaccines, or I regale a conversation I've had with another, you always say, oh, you can find that information on my website. I said, really? You can? And even though I have looked at your website, you're right. It's like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I should have recommended that they look at your website. So what I'm going to ask you to do in a detailed fashion, if you would, is tell people what your website offers. There, you know, no matter what your dilemma, your website offers something. So, your website stands for Vaccination Liberation, and it's Vac.
Yes.
It's VacLib.org, VACLIB.org. So, take it away, Ingrid. I'm eager for you to delineate this.
Actually, we wouldn't have a website if it weren't for our webmaster, Dewey Duffel, who has actually, you know, spent many, many years, thousands and thousands of hours developing our website for the last 20 years. And we've had all kinds of recommendations. That's why we developed a keyword index to organize, you know, different topics. So we have this huge dictionary of terms. And if you can't find it there, you can do a Google search. So you do a Google search and you can find literally a lot of stuff. So, you know, whenever I am looking for something in particular, whether it's on the Rogam shot and why you don't want to, you know, do that, you know, if you are Rh negative or Rh positive or whatever, why you would want to avoid that, you can find all kinds of information on that by just going to the keyword index and looking at under Rogam. That's Rhogam. Or, for instance, you know, the controversy in medicine, you know, the germ theory, Bechamp versus Pasteur. We just revamped that page. It was not a very happening page, considering that's one of the things I talk about a lot is the fallacy of the germ theory of disease. So, you know, that's a great page to go to. And again, you go to the keyword index. Now, if you go to the homepage, vaclib.org, you will find that, yep, we're pretty busy. We could use donations. Right now, we're offering for any donation of $25 or more, we'll send you the book, A Stolen Life, which is out of print. And they're selling it on Amazon for a couple hundred dollars, but I'm selling it for $10 plus shipping. So anyway, I have a whole case of my gut from the author's, the caretakers of the author's son, who was severely damaged by a quad, and her Marge Grant was, it, you know, during the day back in the 60s, 70s, and then into the 80s with the passage of the national vaccine injury compensation act. I'm sorry, that was in 1986 when they passed that. She was very opposed to it. A lot of us were very opposed to it, but Barbara Lo Fisher and her organization carried the day. Yes, it was written by the pharmaceutical industry, and yes, President Reagan was actually very reticent to sign it into law. He saw what it was going to do, and that's what it did. It was open up a Pandora's box, because you're releasing a company that has already mired in lawsuits of millions of dollars for their, you know, I mean, doing all kinds of fraud. I mean, these are pharmaceutical companies. They, you know, look at the Vioxx scandal. I mean, it's constant. They are mired in fraud, but they have a pure profit business in vaccines, zero liability. And so that's what it did. We have the total marriage of the pharmaceutical industry with the government, NIH doing research and development, Health and Human Services guaranteeing purchases of large lots of the vaccine, and the FDA, you know, charging them a bunch of money to, you know, license it with, you know, they're not doing any independent studies on whether it's safe or effective. They're just taking the word of the pharmaceutical industry who makes the vaccine, and then the CDC does all their marketing. So it's a crazy, crazy thing, you know, when they develop Gardasil with no, this is the HPV vaccine, with no proof that it prevents one single case of cervical cancer in the trials, and they license it literally as an experiment for the masses, and it's all to recover from the Vioxx lawsuits. So there you go. It's just, it's criminal. So Marge Grant tells a whole story in A Stolen Life about her you know, her struggle for justice. She lost her case in court because the doctor did not keep accurate records. They couldn't figure out the lot numbers and all the details that they're supposed to do in the medical records. So she lost her case really just because of that. And it was a vaccine that was subsequently taken off the market. It was a DPT and polio vaccine. And her son is an adult, autistic, well, more than autistic. I mean, he's severely disabled and in a wheelchair, Scotty, and both parents have died. And but her book was a really classic book in the day and really blew the whistle on Barbara Lo Fisher, frankly, and some of the, you know, criminal things she did back in the day. So even though she's tried to vindicate herself, she was responsible for creating this liability-free, you know, industry, you know, I mean, the vaccine industry. And it's pretty, this is why we have this insanity right now. Every man, woman, and child in their agenda is the marketplace for their drugs, and they're willing to you know, hold Social Security. In some countries, there, you know, you have to have all your vaccines as an adult if you want to get a driver's license. I think that happened in Argentina. And so more and more people need to, you know, band together and say, absolutely not. I want bodily autonomy. This product is not guaranteed to be safe or effective. And we have all the history on our website of vaccines being just what they are, injections of poison. And we have this, people want to believe that they're safe and effective, but they've never been safe and effective. And it's, we have some great history. So if you, you know, if you just need a good education, you can go to our Vaccination 101 course. We have right on the home page our mission statement to reveal the myth that vaccines are necessary, safe, and effective. Second is to expand our awareness of alternatives in healthcare. Third, to preserve our right to abstain and maintain bodily integrity. And then the fourth thing is if we can are successful to repeal all compulsory vaccination laws nationwide. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal after that is to outlaw them completely, as Sally puts out, ban vaccines and outlaw them. But first, we need to repeal these laws. We have three big things because most people ask questions and most of them are answered by going to the exemption page, where we have all the statutory exemptions by state and in different countries too. And links like to go to, for Canada, for instance, you know, we're linked with Vaccine Choice Canada. When you hit the tab too under legal help, the first one is exemptions, the second one is state resources. So if you want to connect with your state group, which I encourage you to do, you can go there to the top of the page under legal help and hit the state resource. And you'll find someone to connect to, hopefully, in your state. And if you don't, then you can contact me, and I'll help you get something started so you can be a resource and start connecting with other people in your state. Because that's the most important thing, is to have our states organized so we have a list of everyone we can rapidly contact for any kind of action. And then the Vaccination 101 course, like as I said, it's really just a free education for why to say no, absolutely no to vaccines of any kind, any injection, frankly. The TB Tyne test is actually an injection. You're putting, you know, toxins right into your lymphatic system. So that test itself is toxic. I have a question about that.
Yes, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Have heard that when you get the TB Tyne test, that the next time you let's say you test negative and you don't have tuberculosis, but because you got that test, the second time you get it, you do test positive.
It depends on how close they are together, and that is a good question. If you've had the BCG vaccine, which other countries, our country, it's not a required vaccine, but in Canada and many other countries in Europe, the BCG is the tuberculosis vaccine. And if they've had that vaccine, it'll circulate in their system, and they will test positive with a TB Tyne test. And if they have tested positive after second test, it's because they're too close together. It's not as usual. It's not as common as testing positive. Like people that are come to this country from other countries and get the TB Tyne test, they invariably always test positive, and that's because of the BCG vaccine.
I see. Well, I know when they were having Occupy Wall Street, which seems like forever ago at this point, maybe 10 years ago, they were arresting people. And when they arrested them, they gave them a TB Tyne test. And if they were arrested again, they were given the same test, and that's when they tested positive. This is what drew my attention to it. And by the way, down at Wall Street, guess what they were offering for free at the park where they were conducting the Occupy Wall Street? Guess what they were offering
for free? Flu shots.
How did you know?
No. It's criminal. We, in fact, our flu index pages is really extensive. One time, Dewey decided to take a package insert. And this is just a typical, it was flu of ill, I think. But it, anyway, he went ahead and decided to dissect it in detail. And it led to us doing a presentation. And there's a great four-page handout on that. Yeah, I should go to the keyword index now. But it says FluVax Fool, that's under the keyword index. And that details the dissection of this package insert. I mean, it was worth a whole presentation with PowerPoint and everything, because it shows that even if you understand the package insert and you can dissect it with all the math like Dewey did. He's very good with math. He might as well be an engineer. He did all the math on it and showed that these vaccines actually cause the flu, or at least ILIs, which is influenza-like illnesses. So that's even in their trials. You're trying to prevent the flu. I mean, you know, we have Anthony Morris. We have quotes from all these people in history. Anthony Morris used to be head of the vaccines and biological division of the Food and Drug Administration. And he said, you know, the manufacturers of flu vaccines know they're worthless, but they still make them anyway. You know, you can still, you know, get people to take these vaccines even though they're worthless. And then of course they've caused problems like Guillain-Barré syndrome, and that's Gerald Ford was coerced into declaring some pandemic that we're going to have a swine flu pandemic, and you know, we need to make sure everyone's vaccinated, and we had just mass amounts of injury. And this was in the 70s, so this is before they had the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act passed. So there was, you know, all kinds of lawsuits, but I'm not sure how many people were compensated. I just know that they started at that point when there was a pandemic vaccine, they started releasing everyone a liability. They put that in the fine print, you'd sign. And if you didn't read the fine print, you were, you know, out of luck. And that happened in 2009. You know, we have all that information, too. The swine flu, there's a whole index just on the swine flu. But how all the manufacturers, the people administering the vaccines, all of them were released of liability for any of the vaccines administered in 2009. So I've had people over the years, you know, just they're financially absolutely destitute, and they're completely disabled, and they can't do anything about it, because if they had a regular flu vaccine, they could actually be compensated through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, but not with a pandemic vaccine. So
I did not know And they have never lifted the pandemic laws. And do you know that a pandemic can be called for one case of swine flu?
Correct. Huh. Correct. Yeah. It is a level of insanity that I don't know. But yeah, one of the things we've done, we have all kinds of amazing historical books and a few links to other websites, because there's two other websites, one in Australia, I believe it's Soil for Health or something. They have a bunch of historical books on this topic. And then John at Whale 2 in the UK has gathered a lot of great historical books. So if you go under books, old books.
We'll be right back with Ingrid Castle of Immunize Wisely and backlib.org. It's time we
open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright.
Merry Christmas from Vaccine Free America with Sally L. Cordy. Tis I. My guest, Ingrid Castle, is going to speak with us now about vaccines regarding travel shots and also vaccines in the military. And then in the next segment, we're going to get into the history that is available. All of this is available on vaclib.org, V-A-C-L-I-B.org, Ingrid Castle's website. So, Ingrid, will you talk to us, please?
Okay, well, let's just launch right in. Well, yeah, because this is, this can go on for a while. Okay, travel. You go to the key index page, go to T for travel, and then you'll hit, it's kind of combined on the immigration page and where the refugee information is, but basically you can travel to all over the world without all the suggested travel shots, except to a tropical country that has very tight regulations regarding yellow fever. Now, I've had several people actually get out of it with a doctor's note, And if someone is having a difficult time before they go, they should contact the embassy in that country and find out more details, because some countries are easy. The African countries and some of the South American countries can be very, very difficult. Now, you can technically, according to the World Health Organization, go from one yellow fever country and back to the United States without ever getting a yellow fever shot. It's when you're traveling between countries, like let's just say you're going from Chile to Argentina, or you know, Peru to Bolivia or something. I don't think actually Argentina and Chile are yellow fever. It's more the tropical ones, so I screwed that up. But I'm thinking Venezuela, maybe. Venezuela to Brazil, you know, or whatever, you know, or, you know, some African country. Anyway, if it's a yellow fever designated country, it's between countries that you can't without getting a shot. Now, you can get out of that with a doctor's note that you're allergic to eggs. And, you know, because these are all made with eggs. And they do, on the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, there's people that have become disabled from shots. There was even a reporter in the UK that was completely disabled from a yellow fever vaccine. Yeah, he couldn't function after that shot. So, I mean, it doesn't, you know, come without risk for sure. I mean, it definitely is something, you know, you don't want any of these injections, I promise. And you know, it's not even worth the risk. So it's better to keep your head on straight and just say no. We have suggestions for healthy travel when you're going to a tropical country. And believe me, these are tried and true suggestions. If I was going to these countries, these are things I would pack in my suitcase. Cayenne pepper, believe it or not, is definitely something you take. Take a bunch of capsules, you know, because that'll, you know, most of these natives have lots of hot peppers. I have a whole story of a friend who wanted to know what to do for Montezuma's Revenge. She always got it every time she went to Mexico, and I packed her up with a bunch of cayenne capsules, and she was so thrilled. She never got it when she did, you know, 6 to 8 of them every day.
No
just
kidding.
Just took them throughout the day. So, oh, yeah. Yeah, there's things you can do to increase your resistance to, you know, getting diarrhea and all that kind of stuff in a tropical country, because you're going to have a whole, you're going to be exposed to all kinds of more unsanitary type of conditions. It's not like they're using, you know, mass amounts of chlorine in all their water, unless you're getting bottled water. So anyway, so that's another thing. And then you asked about
The military and how one can get
military.
An exemption,
right.
If
okay.
At all.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That actually, it's, believe it or not, it's under our state chapter resource area. And yeah, so it's just before legal, after legal, I'm sorry. When you go to the top, it says legal, and then it says exemptions. And just below that, it's a drop down menu. You'll hit state resources. Then there's, you know, all the states, in alphabetical order, and just right after Michigan and before Minnesota, it says military. You're going to click on that, and there's resources. Now, there is, I'll tell you right now, you can get out of vaccines in the military, but you really should do that when you sign up. So anyone that is planning on joining the military, if they're completely unvaccinated, they need to claim a religious exemption. They need to write it up and show the Army Regulation 40-562 and cite it, you know, and I can certainly help anyone with that. The sad thing, and people do change religions, so you can change religions in the military.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Little light shines so bright. There's no left here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our heart. Little light shines so bright.
Hi there. We don't have a minute to waste. We are on with Ingrid Castle, and she is revealing everything, or many of the things, that her website provides. And we're going to get back to historical vaccines and the history. So I will say, take it away, Ingrid Castle.
Okay. Actually, there's a lot of recent history that we've captured that has been hard to find, because when you do a search, more recent history comes up. One is the Simpsonwood transcripts. That's actually under S for Simpsonwood. I was wondering why it was taking so long for Dewey to post them. And you know what he did? He took those transcripts, the PDF, and he made it into HTML, so it's super easy to read on the screen. And that took a lot of time, and it is so nice. Anyone can read now, and these transcripts are so shocking. This is from a meeting in Georgia in 2000 when they were considering taking out mercury from the hepatitis B shot given to newborns, and all the childhood vaccines, because they didn't plan for this accumulation of this toxic mercury burden in children. and affecting them. So then what they did is they just changed it from mercury to aluminum, which is equally toxic. So anyway, it's alarming. These are all the main pro-vax players at this meeting in the mountains in Georgia, the Simpsonwood transcripts. And it, believe me, it'll knock your socks off. And so just go under the keyword index under S. So, but if you go to old books, we have been collecting these old books. We spent way over $1,000 on old books, just collecting them, scanning them in. Thank God other people have been doing this too. So we have a bunch of other collections from other people that we've grabbed too. But in Archive 1 and Archive 2, those are our two collections. And Archive 3. These are ones that we've collected and scanned in. Archive 2 has the great missing chapter from the wonderful century. It's chapter 18. It's amazing. You know, all subsequent editions remove that chapter. Vaccination of Delusion, It's Penal Enforcement of Crime by Alfred Russel Wallace. He was a great scientist of the day and a doctor. Anyway, it's worth reading if you want to know some of the fascinating smallpox history. And then in Archive 3, we actually he just posted these new things. This is great. Archive 3 has stuff that's mentioned in A Stolen Life. Like I said, for any donation to Vaccination Liberation of $25 or more, you can get the book for free, A Stolen Life by Marge Grant. So on Archive 3, you can watch DPT Vaccine Roulette 1982, the show where Leah Thompson was fired, and it was Marge Grant that basically put that whole show together. And next we have a whole interview of on Phil Donahue of Dr. Mendelsohn and Dr. Morris and Edward Mortimer, Dr. Gordon Stewart. You know, these are the pro-vaccine people, and Marge and Jim Grant and 13 others. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, this is all 1982. It was a big year of revelation that led to the 1986 Act. And then there's even a transcript there of that show, amazing Phil Donahue show. So then after that, we just, the newest things are these booklets. One's actually a four-page tabloid, 1985, called The Anti-Vaccinator, An Advocate of Cleanliness. These are from Canada. Really cool. And the other one's 1888, Smallpox and Vaccination by Alexander Milton Ross, MD, MA, blah, blah, blah. And he's a member of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario, Quebec, and Manitoba. Anyway, on and on. And that's a short read, too. It's a booklet, really. But these are, you know, doctors that are speaking out. Way back in the late 1800s, there's never any good of vaccines. Please, people need to get that in their head, you know? You know, if you have a, you can get people sick and you're making money off sickness, well, then you want to protect that industry. So then we, you know, we have a guest coming up on my show, and her book is, her first book is here, called The Medical Mafia. She was actually taken to court over this book, Ghislaine Langto. So this is a huge, this, she's in Canada, and it was published in 2002, and it basically was the reason she was taken to court over exposing the medical profession for what they were. And she, you know, was willing to toss her license over it. So, and then there's more history. I mean, we have we even have Murder by Injection. We have Eleanor McBean's The Poison Needle, Horrors of Vaccination Exposed and Illustrated, The Crime Against a School Child by Chas Higgins. But yeah, most people are familiar with Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, at least in this audience. That's all here, at least in ebook form. So, yeah, great stuff. I mean, yeah, these are treasures here. Really good stuff.
Truly.
And then we even, yeah, we got Plotkin. If you go, this is a little bit harder to find, under P for Plotkin, there was this big case in Michigan over, it was a divorce case, and the father wanted to use vaccination as a means to avoid child support and gain custody, even though he really didn't care, but he was going to use that argument in court, and knowing that his wife, who was the breadwinner, would be horrified because they have a history in their family of vaccine injury that they realized, and so they wanted to take a religious exemption and a medical exemption for their daughter. Anyway, it was this amazing case, and it was discovered, the corruption is pretty deep, but it was discovered that the judge's sister is very involved in the pro-vaccine movement, you know, involved enough to be on the advisory committee on immunization practices, you know, and so they were not, I mean, the case dragged on until they, and they basically ignored her evidence and I think gave him custody. It was pretty ugly, but the husband was actually trying to find a pro-vaccine witness. And he literally couldn't find one because nobody wanted to go to court because they knew that they the other side would depose them and cross-examine them. Oh, so they put Stanley Plotkin, who is considered the godfather of vaccines. He puts out periodically with Mortimer the Bible of vaccines. It's like, I own one. Anyone in this movement should own one. I got mine for $50, an older one. But it has, you know, each disease and its corollary vaccine from the pro-vaccinations viewpoint. And so anyway, he was deposed by Aaron Seary, and the transcripts are just amazing. I mean, yeah, cross-examined for 8.5 hours, and that's all the transcripts, as well as the videos are all there. People think that if anyone is going to get a vaccine, just force them to sit down and watch this stuff or read the transcripts, because that should, you know, just blow anyone away, because this guy's a Satanist. I mean, it's clear. It comes out that he, you know, is an atheist for sure, in that he has no problem, you know, using lots of aborted fetuses to try to find the right one, the, you know, basically the one that's going to cause the most genetic havoc. You know, I mean, they actually go through, you know, several of them before they find a candidate that they like. And it has to have certain genetic stuff, I guess, because this, as we know, the genes from the aborted fetal cell lines actually get mixed up with people's own genetics. And I think we mentioned that, is it Dr. Bradford? Was that his name? The one that died.
Bradstreet.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say Brad Weeks or Bradstreet. Thank you for correcting me on that. Anyway, he died, and they're saying, Sally, right? Do you want to correct? Say that the sister-in-law, he was going to write a paper? Was that right?
I believe he was going to publish, I don't know if it was a book or a paper. I don't recall. I don't have the shot in front of me, but his sister had said that he had discovered a third DNA strand in autistic children that was basically explained, or he was going to explain therefrom, was causing gender confusion in children resulting from the vaccine.
But it's also this third DNA strand is from the aborted fetal cell line.
That's right. That's right.
It's the only way you can explain it.
Right. In the vaccine.
So, correct. And it was his sister-in-law did it on a Facebook post that you sent me. And I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing, because it was this gal was married to Bradstreet's brother. Okay, so anyway. But yeah, there's so much here. I mean, we have homeoprophylaxis. We have all the ingredients. We have all the medical journal articles. We have links. I don't know. You just have to root around healthy people 2020.
Well, I'm looking right now at all the petitions that people are asking people to sign. You have posted all of these petitions so people can get, as you say, what does it say? Strike a blow for health freedom activism. And so you can become an activist right on the home page of Ingrid Castle's website, backlib.org. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, some of these petitions, I just want to mention, we have to go through them periodically, because if they're a whitehouse.gov petition, I'm seeing this right here, sometimes they run out, So that's an issue. It's a closed petition, and it only got 2,400 signatures, Declaration of Medical Freedom. So, see, that's an expired petition. So, I have to go through here, and it takes a lot of time. And I would love if someone would call me and volunteer to go through the website and correct things or tell me stuff is out, dated, things like that. That petition needs to be gone. We try to keep this stuff up to date, but it all takes time. The comments for the proposed rule, we wanted to put that up here. Well, that was through December 4th, so that needs to go. But Sally L. Cordy's petition needs to be front and dead center right now, that we want a national memorial to vaccine victims erected on the Mall. And we can always get more signatures for that. So that should be the top one at this point, right?
Sure, and I'm actually meeting with a legislator to see if we can get a memorial erected right here in New York State as well. And I'll let you know. I'll let you know what happened with that meeting with Representative Posey's chief of staff with regard to a memorial on the Mall.
Right. Okay. Hey, well, we could kind of go on and on. I am like wanting you to do some talking because I'm pulling some of this stuff off the internet, and it's really kind of blowing me away. Just the wind up, for instance, of the Merck whistleblower case. It's coming to a resolution right now, and it's all sealed. And right now, GlaxoSmithKline has developed their own MMR vaccine, not just a measles vaccine, not just a mumps vaccine or rubella, no separate vaccines, another triple antigen, measles, mumps, rubella, to replace the Merck's MMR 2 vaccine, right? And how did they test it? Do you know that? Wow, they tested it against Merck's MMR. There's no placebo.
Oh,
again.
No. Stop.
Oh, yeah.
They tested it against Merck. Oh, no.
Oh, but it's so horrifying. It is literally so horrifying. Okay, to refresh people's memory, the two senior Merck scientists, Stephen Crawling and Joan Wachowski, they filed their federal whistleblower lawsuit in 2010, claiming Merck fraudulently added rabbit antibodies to human blood samples to gull FDA officials into believing the vaccine was 95% effective and thereby win an MMR monopoly. When the scientists threatened to expose the fraud, Merck officials offered bribes, threatened them with prison, and then destroyed the laboratory evidence in garbage bags. Merck's defective MMR2 is currently causing dangerous mumps epidemics in fully vaccinated adults across the globe. And I don't know why people aren't paying attention to that one either. It's really strange. We have, for the last several years, there's been mumps epidemics in fully vaccinated populations. Nobody seemed to talk about it. We're talking over 6,000 cases in the United States a year among fully vaccinated college students, mostly in colleges, it seems to be. But anyway, these are mumps cases. And yet measles that are documented by the CDC, there's a fraction of them in comparison. Yeah, we're all hyping measles. Well, they're not hyping mumps because they're in this lawsuit because it doesn't work. And it doesn't work for anyway. It's all, but it's so dangerous, these vaccines. So when they compared them, it's so shocking. They're like 50% of vaccine recipients experience adverse events within 42 days of vaccination. 50% in 42 days. So, and over 10% of these required emergency room visits. Yeah, 10% required ER visits.
And, are you talking about Gardasil now? Are you talking about Gardasil?
No, this is the MMR. Oh, the Gardasil is just, you might as well just kill yourself if someone's going to get a Gardasil vaccine. I mean, I just like, wow.
We'll be right back with Ingrid Castle of VacLib.org and Immunize Wisely. Stay the course.
Time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no one left here in the dark.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no one left here in the dark.
Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas again. I'm in the Christmas spirit today, I'll tell you. But Ingrid Castle and I have been talking about her website, backlib.org, which is just a tremendous resource. It's on all of my business cards. I have vaclib.org. And now we are looking at the memes and cartoons that are also on her website. And she told me to look at Renee Bickle's cartoons in particular. Would you like to speak about that?
Yeah, in fact, my guest coming up used Renee Bickle to do all the illustrations in her book, Medical Mafia. I was glad to see that, and in a subsequent book she wrote. But anyway, he wrote, it's so funny, I had his book out. He has a great book that I actually spent a lot of time editing, you know, the English in it. And I think Catherine Frompovich actually spent a lot of time editing the English too. And then I did some further stuff. But yeah, I must have spent, you know, 5 days, you know, going into detail on his cartoons because they're originally in French, and he's from France. Anyway, and my guest is from Quebec. So anyway, we have a lot of cartoons. There's one that's my favorite, but this is under memes. Go to memes on the keyword index, memes or memes, however you do it. But they're great. We use them in the Idaho Observer a lot. There's in his book, the whole book, Vaccination, A Grand Delusion. Yeah, I'm going to probably order it for my friend because she borrowed my autographed copy just, you know, tonight because she's... Anyway, I had it out, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to have this, because they're great. They're just great, funny, great cartoons that say it all. So then the next is, I would get that book, actually. That's what I'm gonna. Okay, we have 5 full pages of memes, and we also have... posters and postcards that and all kinds of stuff, you know, that are larger, you know, but they're actually memes. So we've been collecting them off Facebook. We used to have a gal post on our Yahoo group lots of really excellent Facebook memes, and I just started grabbing them all, and we started, you know, creating a page. So that's where that came from. And yeah, and there's just a lot here. I mean, if you can't find something, you know, I would just, you know, just ask me, just send me an email. But, you know, it's likely if you can't find in the keyword index, then go ahead and do a search. There is something I wanted to add to birthing issues that I haven't done yet, and that is from Hillary Butler's on the neonatal immune system, and I actually created a document on that because she has a 4-part series that's amazing. So we're at the end of the show.
We are, but so, Hillary Butler on the neonatal, we will have another discussion maybe with Hillary Butler. What do you say?
That would be good.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to Vaccine Free America. Coming up is Madame Guy, or formerly Dr. Lang Tat of Lacto of the Medical Mafia. That's the book she wrote, and we will be hosting Immunize Wisely. Cheerio, Merry Christmas, goodbye.
Thank you, Sally.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening.